Now, an update on a story we've been following all morning. Currently, a dramatic rescue operation going on in the Caribbean. More than 100 Haitian migrants have been rescued after their boat capsized off the Turks and Caicos Islands. The United States Coast Guard, which is helping the local authorities with the rescue, is on the scene. With the latest on the phone now is Matt Morlag for the U.S. Coast Guard. Lieutenant Commander Matt Morlag is a spokesman for the Guard in Miami. Lieutenant, first of all, thanks for joining us. What's the latest?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your program. We have 113 survivors confirmed right now. We've just upped the number of confirmed deceased to 4. The Turks and Caicos police have been searching for survivors. They rescued the majority of those yesterday. The U.S. Coast Guard is assisting them in their search efforts, and we are searching right now to try and find more survivors.
What is believed to be the cause here? Is this weather? Is this an overcrowded boat, maybe a less than seaworthy craft that had maybe too many people on it?
We're not sure right now. Our focus is trying to find survivors. We'll look towards to find more information about possibly the cause and why this happened at another time. But right now, we're just going to focus on trying to find survivors, getting people who need medical attention to the hospital, and that's going to be our focus.
Got it. Any evidence, Lieutenant, that this is part of maybe a larger wave of other craft who may be in similar peril who are on their way to Miami or points north and west?
Well, we do see illegal migration from Haiti on a frequent basis. We see tragedy involving illegal migration from Haiti all too often. These vessels are generally overcrowded. They can easily capsize if there's any sudden movements. A lot of times they don't have life-saving equipment such as life jackets, and they don't have enough food and water in case they do get stranded to keep them alive for long periods of time.
All right, Lieutenant Commander, we really appreciate that update. Lieutenant Commander Matt Morlag is a spokesman for the U.S. Coast Guard in Miami, where the Guard has assisted in the rescue of 113 people in the tragic capsizing of more than 100 Haitian migrants, boat capsizing off the Turk and Caicos Islands. Excuse me, just wanted to get those details straight. Amy?